Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sammy Ellis. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sammy Ellis. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The right fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim French. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hannon. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jim Hannon. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Aparicio moves to third. May moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser takes first base on ball four. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein takes first base on ball four. Howard moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Berry. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Howard scores. Epstein moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sammy Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French takes first base on ball 4. Brinkman moves to second. Jim Hannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannon is called out on strikes. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brinkman scores. French moves to third. It's 2-0, Senators. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen misplays the ball. That's an error on Allen. May moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Ward moves to second. It's 2-1, Senators. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. Melton moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Berry. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Epstein moves to third. Don Sechrist now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman is walked intentionally. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, French strikes out. Two outs. Hank Allen pinch hits for Jim Hannon. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Don Sechrist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sechrist takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sechrist moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sechrist scores. Williams moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Casey Cox now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 2 in the game. Stroud hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Berry chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Aparicio. Aparicio fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Aparicio. Unser goes all the way around to score. Stroud moves all the way to home. It's 4-3, Senators. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Epstein strikes out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sechrist fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sechrist. McMullen moves to third. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. French takes first base on ball 4. McMullen scores. Allen moves to third. Brinkman moves to second. It's 5-3, Senators. Gary Holman pinch hits for Casey Cox. Cisco Carlos now pitching. Gary Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Brinkman. Williams moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Jim Schellenbach now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. May moves to third. It's 5-4, Senators. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. Ward moves to second. It's White Sox, 5, Senators, 5. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Knoop hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-5, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. French strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlos hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Williams reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higgins fields it and has Williams trapped. There's the throw to Allen and over to McMullen, who tags Williams for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. May is hit by the pitch. Aparicio moves to second. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Carlos May. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to third. Bradford moves to second. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Pete Ward. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Walt Williams now playing left field. Dick Billings pinch hits for Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stroud hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Darrell Knowles now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-4 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stroud who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos is 0-for-2 in the game. Carlos is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Epstein hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knoop catches it and throws to first to double up Howard. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a double. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Carlos covering, for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Tim Cullen pinch hits for Jim French. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.